I want you to start sweating now because you're fixing to stand up and confess your sins in front of everybody. And I'm not even kidding. To make it easy, I put a list on your table. Grab a list. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you three things just as fast as I can about building a ministry for Jesus. Okay? The first has to do with in the desert, second in the family, third in me. Okay? I was going to spend some time, but I'll cut it out. I was going to confess my faults because I've been reading this, you know, Psalm 66:13 about, you know, if I regard iniquity in my own heart, God wouldn't listen to me. And I was going to tell you about how I wrecked two tractors in the last 3 days. And I really struggled with anger. I really did. One wheel fell off and, I was looking for tractor parts and I came across internet porn for the first time on my home computer ever, you know. And so, okay, anger, lust, and then I was going to tell you I'm an approval addict. And I'm thinking, I'm absolutely sick that, you know, before I get up to speak, half the people walk out. I'm thinking, oh, you know. Okay, but that's all right. I just wanted to get you ready because you're about to confess your sins. In just a minute, I'll tell you. I scribbled myself some notes, okay? You know, what do I get from Marvin? Man, he's a team builder. He's really serious about problem solving. He had a great outline of how to put it together. He's Mr. Strategy. Man, I just love this guy. And I scribbled a couple things from Robert, actually pages on everybody, but restore the ministry of Jesus, okay? Hold to His teachings. Then you're going to be the real disciples. Love passionately and bear fruit. I mean, real disciples do those three things. Those are the marks. And then carry. I had to scribble out about half the things I was going to say after Carrie sat down. You know, find a crowd, understand the people, meet their needs, nurse their wounds, and love like crazy. I'm thinking, yes, I just loved it. In fact, you know, I've got enough information. I won't even have to get any extra for three sermons tomorrow. It's done. You know, I just take my notes from today. It's excellent. And Lynn, you know, I marked off my notes, the babysitter, don't be babysitters. But I liked, give them a purpose. Give them a mission. Die to yourself. And keep asking, how will this reach the lost? I loved it. So many, many good things. When Jesus started His ministry, remember in Matthew 4? I mean, the first thing that happens is He's led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. I think when you go and begin to build a campus ministry or any kind of ministry, your face-to-face with Satan is going to come. He's going to work on you, and He's going to see if you will love God anyway. It's really scary. I am convinced that we've got two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. You're trying to pull people out of the kingdom of darkness, right? I used to think it was us versus the Baptist and the Buddhist and the Muslims and the Methodists. Paul didn't think so, right? You've read Ephesians 6. You know, our fight isn't against flesh and blood. It's against the powers of this dark world, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So what you're after is you're attacking Satan. And if you're going to build a ministry, he will attack you. And so you might as well get ready because, you know, get your armor on, right? So that when the day of evil comes, not if it comes, he's coming after you. I really think he has a custom designed plan for you. Criticism from church people, you know, I've met the enemy and he is me. Yourself, your pride, your lust. I followed several campus ministers who all involved sex with their counseling. Think I was trusted? No way. I think he's going to come after you, okay, to try to invalidate your ministry. He's doing the opposite of what you're doing. You're planting seeds, and in the parable of the sower, this one shocked me. He came and took the seed out of their hearts. You ever notice that? Satan could do that. Okay. If this is what your ministry is about, fighting Satan for the souls of people, Satan's going to be one of the biggest things. So you're going into the desert, and your life is a test to see if you will love God anyway. Okay? This is the scary thing. I love this illustration. I've got this huge whiteboard in your mind, okay? It goes from all one wall to another. Start down there, you know, the line timeline of history. We're going forever. We start down there, there's Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark, and here's Mount Sinai, and we go, and here's Jesus on the cross. We go another couple of thousand years, blip, oh, yeah, we'll do it out here, blip, it's you. You're born, and right here, blip. you die. And then we go on forever. Now, of course, forever, you will live with God in heaven or with Satan in the fire prepared for the devil and his angels, right? So what we're really planning is what you're going to do between blip and blip, this little tiny spot. That's what we're doing, isn't it? It's just the test where God will test to see, do you love me? When you're making converts or when you're not? When you're getting criticized or when you're not? When your methods are working or when you're not? Will you be faithful when you're a Noah and you preach for hundreds of years and you get no converts? You know, or when you're Peter on Pentecost and man, you got to baptize 3,000. You're worn out from dunking people. Will you be faithful? Will you love me? You know, anyway, when you get sick, when you get poor, when you struggle with porn, when your wife gets cancer, will you love me? It's a test, right? You're in the test and I'm in the test and it's a battle with Satan. Okay, let's talk about the battle, okay? We got to go really, really fast, so I promised I'd go fast. Let's talk about Satan's attacks personally. Think of some of the things he's done, okay? In Job, he had to ask permission to test Job. I like that part, right? And then the 1 Corinthians 10 promise, it'll never be more than you can stand, you know? There will never be a woman so beautiful, you know, that you can't say no. Or a stack of money so high that you can't say no. Is that right? God will give you away, okay? Satan. And David, I mean, he was a good guy, right? And Satan worked on him. I think he had a plan like he has for you. I don't think Bathsheba was there by accident. I don't think David was on the roof by accident. I think he should have been off to war in the spring like all the other kings. I don't know why he was awake. I don't know why Bathsheba was bathing in his view. I don't know why she was the best-looking woman in the world. I guess he had his choice in good-looking women, didn't he, as the king? I don't know why she was in that time of the month. If she had sex, she'd get pregnant. I don't know why he couldn't sleep. Too much salt in the mutton. I don't know. I just know that Satan worked him over. Okay? Right? And you know, the Bible says Satan incited David to take a census, to go directly against God. Luke 13 says, Satan kept a woman bound with illness for 18 years. Make some people sick. He has that power, or he has had, if he doesn't now. He asked to sift Peter like wheat. I think he will ask. You know, if he can tempt you with another woman, if he can tempt you with pride, if he can tempt you to be desperately frustrated with your church elders who won't let you do certain things in campus ministry, I think he's going to ask. He prompted Judas to betray Jesus. He actually entered Judas, John 13, 27. He filled the heart of Ananias and Sapphira. Some people say, well, you know, after Jesus rose from the dead, Satan was, you know, I mean, his head was crushed and he didn't have any more power and we don't have to worry, right? Wrong. It's after that that Paul said, get on your armor, right? It's after that that Paul told the Corinthians that Satan is the god of this age and he blinds the minds of unbelievers where they cannot see the glory of the gospel of Christ. Part of our campus ministry is battling Satan, who specifically is blocking the people you're trying to reach. And the Apostle Paul said he is actually blocking their mind where what you say about the crucified Son of God doesn't make sense. They think you're an idiot because you're worshiping a dead Jewish carpenter, you know, from 2,000 years ago. You're battling Satan. Start realizing that that's part of the battle. Realize the Bible says he's the ruler of the kingdom of the air. He is at work. Not was. He is at work in those who are disobedient. He actually takes people captive to do his will, 2 Timothy 2:26. Man, get your Bible out and go down the list. Okay, this is part of your battle to win. It's not just method. It's not just technique. It's not just, you know, what kind of dorm study and what kind of things do you provide. It has to do with spiritual war. And so Paul said to the Colossians, pray that God will open a door into the hearts of believers. Part of it is God's power that's going to win that we can't do. We'll do our best. We'll have beautiful feet. We'll carry the message. Okay? But we'll have to have God. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about self a little. Look at the Satan's lies thing. Okay? This is where you don't go to sleep. Okay? This is where you sweat. I want you to don't even skip perspiration and go right to sweating. These are the lies that Satan is, some of the lies that Satan's telling the people in your campus ministry, the people on campus you're trying to reach, and me. Maybe you. Quick question. What would you think if some of the men and women in this room honestly, kind of like obeyed James 5:16 and confessed their sins? What it says, I struggle with lust. Like I said, I struggle with greed. I struggle with pride. They honestly obeyed that difficult command in James 5:16. How many of you would think more of a man or woman in this room who honestly did what God commanded them to do? How many of you would think more of them? They had the guts to obey God. Wow. How many of you would think less of somebody who had the guts to obey God? Nobody. 100%. Is it the strong or the weak that do what? Proverbs 28:13, you know, confess and renounce their sin and find mercy. Is it the strong that says, you know, here's my struggle, here's my lie, here's my weakness, here's my sin? Is it the strong that do it or the weak? It's what God commands. It's tough. There are a few people like King David who said, you know, God, forgive me. Read Psalm 51. In the last, I don't know, 10 years, I've been going around to congregations around the country, and I read this list. I say, here's some of the lies that Satan has used on me in my past. He's used on the people I counsel and all the people I've ever dealt with. Okay? I say, I'm going to read this list and what I'd like for you to do. I said, 100% of you have said, I have more respect for people who admit their faults. 100% of you would spend more time here, but we said we'd go fast. 100% of you think, if you're like everybody so far, you think, I think it's the strong people who do this. They deal with stuff. They deal with truth. Truth sets you free. We're dealing with truth. We're dealing with Satan. We're dealing with self maybe blocking us. I read the list, and I said, what I want you to do, and I want you to do it now, just, 30 seconds or so. When I read the list, would you stand up when I get to the lie that Satan has used on you in your life? Okay? If you're really brave, when you get to another one, raise your hand. We did it in Paragould, Arkansas. Slowly, nobody stood up in the first two or three, and I thought, oh no. And then some stood up. By the end, the whole church was standing up. So we did it in Batesville. The whole church stood up. We did it, in Baltimore. The whole church stood up. We did it in Houston. The whole church stood up. We did it a bunch of churches in Little Rock. Everybody. There was a church in Houston where a little old couple with hearing aids didn't stand up. I just don't want you to be embarrassed if you don't stand up, okay? It has a powerful effect when I begin to say, I will no longer regard stuff in my heart. I'm going to confess my faults. I'm going to deal with truth, okay? I want people to love God and me. I'm going to have to be a transparent, honest person. I'm going to deal with my stuff so I can ask you to deal with your stuff. We're going to develop a close personal relationship where we bear each other's burdens, where we spur each other on to love and good deeds, where we encourage each other. Does that make sense? This is a scary thing, confessing faults. Are you nervous yet? I bet 4,000 or 5,000 people at a rate about 99% have stood up and stayed standing. I'll tell you a couple of mine before you stand up. Satan has used most of these lies on me. He's the father of lies, right? He came to kill, steal, and destroy, and this is some of the ways. These are at the heart of what your students are seeking. These are the hurts Satan has put in them. This is why they're looking at porn. This is why they're getting drunk. This is why they're doing all this stuff. They're trying to deal with these lies that Satan has fed them. Here are a couple of mine. Three, I can be happy if certain people like and accept me. I told you I struggle with being an approval addict. Do you know men look at porn not just for sexual pleasure, but because it's a hug? It says you're a real man. It says you count. You've got what it takes. As a marriage therapist, when I look at a couple, okay, and I say, the Bible says, lady, you need to respect him. He's desperate for respect. That's why God commands you to respect. And he looks at you, and he gets respect because you want him, not just because you say, well, if you gotta. A study of prostitutes said, why do men keep coming back to you? And the prostitutes shocked me. I got it wrong. I said sex. They said for admiration. Men are looking at porn because they said, those women are looking at me. They want me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying these young people are looking at porn because these young men, they want to be valued and respected as men. Okay? They're looking for the kinds of things that God wants to give them. Okay? For porn, they're wanting respect. God gives them that. Does that make sense? For drugs, they're wanting maybe peace of mind. God wants to give them that. Every lie Satan is selling, these are the lies they're trying to medicate, is something God's offering the real answer, and Satan's selling artificial stuff and lies. It's really interesting to me when they reach out for Satan's stuff and you're fighting the battle, you're going to interrupt Satan's plan. They reach out to get some artificial love, some porn, some romance, some pleasure, some respect. They reach out to get the porn, okay? And Satan grabs them, puts the handcuffs on, and as a Christian therapist that I deal with people struggling with porn, you know what happens when a man keeps looking at porn? After a while, he has to have porn to function with his wife. And a little longer, and he can't function at all. Do you see what Satan's doing? He's offering pleasure, joy, peace of mind. And when he offers, what he's offering is what he's robbing. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're offering the real thing. Satan's offering a lie. The start is me being real with myself about my lies to you. And you being real with me. When you're transparent as a campus minister or a church person, I'm willing to tell you where I hurt. I'm willing to explain to you, because you were honest, that I didn't feel loved or respected by my daddy, or that I was abused. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody's going to be transparent with you unless you are with him. It's a start. So here's a couple more of mine. Okay, number 15, getting things I want will make life enjoyable. They had just more land with mineral rights. They've had a bigger truck that didn't have transmission troubles, okay? If they didn't stuff me in the trash can in junior high and put the lid on, wouldn't let me out. But they really did that, and it was terrible. Okay? Isn't this scary? Are you ready? I'm going to read the list. You're going to stand up. Does that make sense? Everybody willing to do that? If you're really brave, go ahead and just get it out. Oh, confession is... it's good for the soul. When you get to another one that Satan has used on you, maybe you've conquered it now, but he's used it on your life, raise your hand and raise another hand, raise a foot. Are you ready? In a little bit, everybody's going to be standing up. Just stay standing. We're going to look at each other. This is Hebrews 3:13. Spur one another on to love and good deeds. Remember why? So that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Campus ministry starts with me. And my heart with God. Here we go. All right. Everybody ready? Anybody sweating yet? Okay. Now stand up when we get to one of the lies that Satan has used effectively on you at some time in your life. This is just the way I am. I can't change. I got to sit down so I can stand up. Okay. My problems are all because my family was messed up. I can be happy if certain people like and accept me. Go ahead and look around. We're sharing. This is nonverbal communication. You've never seen so many people respond to the invitation your whole life. Okay. Let's see. Everything has to be fair. My life seems ruined. It doesn't feel like God really cares about me. Strong men or women, we don't show emotion. I'm going to have to stand on the chair. I've already... okay, now. Strong men or women, we don't ask for help. We don't need anybody. I'd be proven weak if I ever admit false and weakness. Go ahead and look around. We're sharing. Okay. Now, things have to go my way for me to be happy. 10, I can't forgive people who don't ask and don't deserve it. Oh, man, I've got a foot up. Can I have a foot? No, I better stand back down. I'll fall down. Okay, 11, nobody loves me. Why should they? I feel worthless and unlovable. Okay, look at this. Look at this confessing, okay? If it's okay with everybody else, it's all right for me. I can work hard enough to prove or earn my value. I got a foot up. I have to do everything perfect or no one will accept me. Getting the things I want will make life enjoyable. Go ahead, look around. Isn't this interesting? If I don't feel forgiven, 16, I must not be forgiven. 17, I can't make it even with God's help. My life feels ruined. What? Okay, we're having too much fun. Okay. 18, it's too late for me to change. Too much damage has been done. 19, I'll never be able to change what I think or feel or want. 19 is one of my big ones. It's a lie. No, it's a lie, but I struggle believing the lie. 20, my childhood will always have a negative effect on me. 21, God can't or won't forgive my past. It's my fault. So why should I try? 22, if people really knew me, I doubt they would like me. I'm up on the chair now. 23, it always feels like everybody's against me. It feels so unfair. 24, I'll always be a failure because I've always felt like a failure. 25 is my favorite. There you go. Daniel's up on a chair with me. If only something hadn't happened in the past, then I could be happy. Look around. Okay. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. Don't fall down. Sarah and Danielle are going to fall down and hurt me. Well, okay. to start a ministry, okay? Number one, go into the desert and face Satan. Just be honest. Confess sins. Ask for help. You want Satan to get you? Hide stuff. Pretend. Cover. Lie. Act better than you are. What made Jesus matter than anything than the Pharisees, whose greatest sin seemed to be their inability to see their own sinfulness? Does that make sense? That's where I stand. That's where I struggle. And that's really hard. A second quick thing, okay. Work on, this is going to sound funny, your family is your greatest evangelistic tool in some ways. The number one goal of all Americans, red, yellow, black, white, and as one little kid said, peach, Mom, I'm not any of those colors. Okay? The greatest desire of all Americans, okay, is to have a good family. Did you know that? Because we came from families and our parents divorced and we've got hurts and wounds and I feel abandoned and rejected and abused and my parents didn't love me and my daddy never knew how to say, you're a real man, you've got what it takes. And so that's what you're medicating with the love of Jesus. And that's what they're medicating with all the stuff they've been doing that, you know, that Satan is offering. Because Satan has fed them these lies that we just talked about. In Titus 2, Paul writes a young preacher and says, Titus, there are certain things you need to teach each group. Like if you'll teach the, you know, like the slave to work really hard, you know, to make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Young men, you know, live really good lives. You know, this group needs to live really good lives so that nobody can say anything bad about you. Older women, live such good lives so you can train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, be pure and self-controlled and busy at home. Why, Paul, why? So that no one will malign the Word of God. Have you ever thought about that? Your marriage and your kids in campus ministry is one of the biggest things because, okay, you know, when people look over and they say, wait, who's that over there? You know, they see you come out of your house and they're watching you. The neighbors watch you like a hawk. They see Jack and Francie come out. They're longing for somebody that will love me forever. That's partly why they come to church, to see why. And so Jack comes out of the house, you know, and he kisses Francie goodbye, you know, and oh, a big hug and a big kiss, okay. And out the door over here comes a, you know, a little lady in on this raggedy pink house coat, and she's looking over there and she sees, you know, Jack kissing his wife. Oh, you're kissing goodbye. I'll see you later, honey. And out comes this little old man. He's come to get the paper and they're spying on the neighbors. They're watching you to see if you're making the teaching about God our Savior attractive. And they're looking at your marriage and your kids. And the little lady says, see him kissing her? Why don't you ever do that? He says, I don't even know her. Do you understand? I know this is silly, but the world says you got to look at Playboy to have a good time. If they only knew that Playboy is trying to cheat you, okay, and God's trying to, what God is trying to give you, I wish they'd read the Bible. Do you understand what God's offering? Phrases like this are in the Bible. Be always ravished with her love. Does that make sense? Do you know what it does to people when they see you holding your wife's hand, hugging her, kissing her? Would it embarrass anybody if you saw one of these couples kiss, you know, right here in front of us all? You did at your wedding. Okay, for these married couples, I suggest, you know, I'd like for you to give each other a 15-second kiss every day that's not leading anywhere. Do you know what it does for your kids? Do you know why some kids are not waiting? They look at their parents and they think, there's nothing to wait for. There's no romance. We can't tell that there's anything else. And who would want it? They fight like cats and dogs. You want to keep your kids out of trouble and keep your campus ministry students interested in a good marriage? Keep it hot at home. That is no lie. That's the truth. That's the truth. Let me show you how it's done. Now, wouldn't it be neat if we had a couple like, you know, like Jack and Francie that we already picked on that could actually hold a kiss just so we could see that, you know, marriage is fun for 10 seconds. What, you think they could do it? I'd give them a $2. Look at it. Here's a $2 bill. What do you think? No, let's count 1,001, 1,002, and if they can make it to 10, we'll give it to them. Does that sound fair? You know what? When you go away, you're going to remember nothing about this next year, except you're going to see a couple kissing for 10 seconds. You know the purpose of this? Your marriage, romance, how you treat your wife with respect and love and consideration is what the world sees. You're right. They don't understand the sign that says, come grow with us. They won't know. I want a wife that loves me. I want her to kiss me goodbye because she wants to. I want that. You guys ready? You guys willing? All right, we're gonna count out loud. 1,001, 1,002. Okay, we're not gonna start counting until they start kissing. Ready? Go ahead. Ready? You better stand up. You know, we don't want you to fall down. Okay. Ready? Set. Okay. 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 Ready? No, he said they did it at their wedding. Ready? No. 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 Yeah, we won't lip. So it's even better. Ready? He's got to get his breath. Okay. Huh? Okay. We're going to count. Okay. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, 1,006, 1,007, 1,008, 1,009, 1,010. Yay! Whoa! Hey! Wait! Stop! Stop! Okay. Here, Aaron, send this over there. Now, yeah, that's exactly right. I realize that. You say, oh, that was kind of weird.
Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Imagine I would have done it for 50 cents.
That's fantastic. You know, do you know why? Did you know, I go to congregations around the country and I ask people, I said, who's the most romantic in your congregation? Who opens the doors? You think they could do it for 50 cents?
Oh, yeah.
Do what? Doors would do it for nothing. Well, I tell you what, this is scary. Well, okay. I'd like to watch this. I'd even go get two more $2 bills. That'd be fun to watch. It is so serious when Paul writes Titus, you know, the way you live, your family, how you love your husband and love your kids, that makes the teaching about God our Savior attractive. That makes it where no one maligns the Word of God. I'm talking about this is evangelism because the world doesn't know about inspiration of Scriptures. You know, they don't understand a lot of things that we know. All they know is they want a better life and they're looking over there and they seem to have it. You know, they've been married 3 years and they're still hugging and kissing on each other, and it's like, do you understand? This is serious business. I know it doesn't sound like a technique of how to knock doors and what kind of soul talks to have or whatever, but this is so serious. They're longing for emotional closeness, and they're looking for it. Okay. In fact, let me give you some quick. Okay, I promise I'll be done in 3 minutes. Fair enough. Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Okay. All right. There's a troublemaker in every group. Okay. All right. Just for that, because you know, so many of you are married or thinking about getting married. Okay. Plant some ideas here. Okay. Here's some quick things to do to improve that. And you say, I thought this was about campus ministry. It is. It is. It is. They're thinking about the three greatest decisions of their life. What's going to be my job or vocation? Who am I going to marry? And who or what will be my God? Does that make sense? And they all kind of go together in their mind and they're looking for a model that they see one in, they want to see all three. You know, they say, wow, Bob and Doris, they have it together. They have life. They have love. They have romance. They have purpose. Let's go to their house. You know? And let's watch and see if Bob sneaks up behind her while she's doing the dishes and nibbles her neck. You know? I'm like, oh. You kids watch you too. Pray together. Go to bed earlier. Skip the news. Skip the TV. Go to bed earlier. Talk instead of falling asleep. Okay? Plan a regular time for deep sharing. Meet each other's spiritual, emotional, and sexual needs. Okay? More compliments. Less criticisms because your campus kids are watching you. Okay? Invite them over so they can see you hug your wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they can see if you still laugh. And see if you still chase each other around being silly. Or there's so many bills in your mailbox that life is too serious. It gets that way at my house. But they're watching you like a hawk. And it's scary, scary, scary. I got tons of others, but let me get back to the last. Okay. In the desert. In the family, in the marriage, and in my own heart. Okay. When you begin to deal with your personal stuff with these students and you talk about these lies. Okay. only if you really want to do something good. When you leave here on your way home or wherever you're going, explain to the person that you're with where you got your lie. Remember the lie you just stood up on? Tell them where you got it. And then tell your kids. Jesus met people where they were. Does that make sense? He didn't give everybody a sermon. Remember what they said when John the Baptist is in jail and said, go check on this Jesus one more time. And Jesus said, go back and tell him. It's what the prophet said. The blind get a sermon. No, the blind see. The lame walk. Freedom is proclaimed for the captive. You know, does that make sense? You guys have said it before. Jesus met people where they were. He met the needs that Satan is offering to meet with shallow, hollow lies and deception intended to destroy us. And so work in your own heart. And that's the scariest thing to me. Because we're just like them. They long to be wanted and needed and valued, loved and respected, and so do we. Promised I'd close, so let's pray. God, thank you that you love us. Please, God, open our hearts to love the lost. Please open their hearts. Please, God, help us know that what homosexual strugglers are dealing with and what abused people are dealing with and those who feel abandoned or betrayed are looking for is you and your love and your forgiveness and your purpose. Father, we can't make it without you. Father, we praise you that failure is not fatal. Thank you, God, that the people you used as heroes for people like me to see are people that were murderers and adulterers and people that got drunk and people that made mistakes. God, we praise you that you love us and forgive us and remember our sins no more. Empower us, Father, through your Spirit, to share the good news. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your incredible kindness.